Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto.
A closer look at the AL East with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Featured artist Friday, Bob Hayes, Steve Molesky. Nolan McGraw's on the other side of the glass. Time for the American League East Report. As action heating up here this weekend in the AL East and beyond. Orioles last night get shut out by the Yankees. 7-0. Max Fried, 7 innings, 3 hits, 1 walk, 13 strikeouts. Cade Povich won 5. 5 hits, 3 runs, 4 walks. Command was a little out of whack there. Orioles, as we talked about, they struck out 15 times as a team. Runners in scoring position didn't have a ton of opportunities. They were 0-for-3 in the limited spots that they had. And Steve Molesky, Cade Povich, and Max Fried, kind of similar in build. I mean, their physical resemblance is there, but performance-wise, not so much. But what do you think of Cade Povich as we look ahead to adding to the rotation? Where does he fit in to the equation?
At this point, if they, let's say they were to add a reasonably good starter and bump everybody down one, I think eventually we're going to reach the point here where he's bumped out of the initial five to start next year if everybody's healthy and they do add some pitching. But it's okay if he's in the bullpen or at AAA with depth. That's a good arm to have to call on in July. Something happens and you need a guy. And Bob, I do think, I've said this, although they didn't prove me right when they moved up to AAA, but I really have liked the AA starters this year. And a lot of those guys really have had growing pains when they moved up to Norfolk. So that knocked me back a bit because I'm very confident in some of these pitchers. And I believe Cade will have a hard time holding off some of these guys. Trey Gibson, you know, in the come, Nestor Herman. I think long term, I really like those pitchers, even though they've had some bumps in the road when they moved up to Norfolk.
So Povich takes the L. Orioles get shut out. Game two of this four-game series coming up tonight. Trevor Rogers, 8-2 with a 1.43. And Rock and Steve were talking about these historic numbers that Rogers is putting up. Will Warren on the hill for New York, 8-7 with a 4.44. It's 7.05 first pitch, as we said. Baltimore baseball tonight brought to you by Jerry's Home Services, live from Pickles. Me, Steve, and Nolan starting at 6 o'clock. Outside of Baltimore, but in the division, the Rays taking on the Blue Jays. And Chandler Simpson, who's really fast, had a big hit a couple of nights ago, did it again yesterday.
And a looper into center. That ball is going to fall. Base hit. Two runs will score. The throw back to second behind Seymour. He's back in. But the loop single there by Simpson, driving in Fiducia and Williams.
Don't want to get any minutia with Fiducia, but 4-0 was the final score there. FanDuel, Dwayne Statz, longtime voice of the Rays, on the call there. Williams went deep as well for Tampa. Shane Baz picks up his 10th win as the two teams split a four-game series. Because Toronto, Steve, was on a heater after sweeping the Orioles. They won the first two in this one. But Tampa, to their credit, fought back a little bit here.
It's interesting. You've said Toronto 25 will be the Orioles 26.
Correct.
And Bob, the numbers here look very Oriole-like. Toronto starting in 2021, 91 wins, 92, 89, 74, 89. This is the what you're talking about that could be in Baltimore. Now, here's something interesting for Toronto. I was just looking at Baseball Reference. Lost in the wild card in 2020, 2-0. 2 years later, 2-0. 1 year later, 2-0. They've got a very Oriole-like postseason record here going back to like 2016. And this year they're going to avoid that wild card round, but expectations will be a little higher when they get to that best of five.
Yeah, and will they have Bo Bichette when they do get to that series? Out with a sprained knee for the rest of the regular season. Now the A's go up to Fenway Park over the last few days, taking on the Red Sox. And how about the A's doing a little damage to the Bo Sox and their wild card hopes for sure?
The payoff pitch smoked out to left. It's going to be a home run for Rooker. Brent Rooker gets to 30, and that ball got out of here in a hurry over the monster. A 2-0 lead for the A's.
NBC Sports California on the call there. Brent Rooker, two-run homer, as you heard, is 30th of the year, three straight years. Steve Molesky, that he has hit at least 30 home runs. As Oakland, the A's win 5-3, and in doing so, take the series against Boston 2-1. So, hey, look, the A's, you've seen them, obviously, and Rooker's kind of the veteran guy on the team, but they've got a lot of good young talent. And Darryl Hernández, former Oriole prospect, getting some run there in the middle infield.
Yeah, not bad. Showing they do have some young talent to build on. And you're right, Boston's feeling the heat, only a game and a half ahead of Cleveland here. Red Sox play the Rays this weekend. They need some W's.
Now, in the AL East tonight, Boston's at Tampa, 7:35. Toronto's at Kansas City. The Royals are fading, 7:40. And the Yankees are at Baltimore, 7:05, game two. But the big series of this weekend is in Houston, where the Mariners are taking on the Astros. Dead heat, Steve, in the AL West. It's woo! For Seattle against Hunter Brown, maybe a couple of Cy Young considerants anyway in the American League. But Seattle went all in at the trade deadline, and now they're starting to feel the benefits over the Astros, who, you know, a lot of the personnel changes, but the results kind of remain the same. They're always clanking around at the top of that division.
It was nice to have a good old-fashioned pennant race.
Yeah.
Because we don't have many in the divisions. We have teams, you know, Yankees are three out, but there's not a lot of time left. And Seattle and Houston, that one's going to be fun.
Guardians just swept the Tigers. Cleveland's won seven in a row. And they're very much, you mentioned, in the wild card standings, but they're only 3.5 out now of the Central. And Detroit at one time had a significant double-digit lead in the division. Cleveland, if memory serves, Nolan and Steve, help me out, weren't the Orioles like a game behind Cleveland in the standings at one point, say in July and early August? And now the Guardians have really turned it on. They won 9 of 10. Steven Vogt, relatively inexperienced manager, second year on the job. What kind of a gat job would it be if Detroit, if they're going to make the playoffs, we think, but if they don't win the division?
Big time. Tigers 3-7 in their last 10. Cleveland 9-1. That's a six-game gain, Bob, in 10 games. So 3.5 is doable because there's about 10 to go, a little under.
Now, we know the East already clinched in the National League by the Phillies. Brewers and Cubs have both clinched playoff spots. Milwaukee's going to win the division, it looks like. Dodgers now 3 games up on the Padres in the West. The San Diego, still the little brother to L.A. out on the West.
Still, yeah. I mean, 1 year they're going to dethrone them, but I guess this is going to be the year. Big weekend with Kershaw, man. I saw he's pitching tonight, right? His bobblehead is Saturday, and he's making remarks to the fans Sunday. I liked him getting emotional in his press conference. I mean, I like to see players show their feelings, and he really had a hard time with that. But why not? He's had an amazing career. And, Bob, I've never met him, never interviewed him, but he seems like he's a great guy. He seemed like he would be a great guy to cover.
You know, he was friends with Matt Stafford when they were kids.
Is that right?
Yeah. And he still won't get 100% of the vote. We'll come back. You would have joined us. You can at 410-583-1057. We're going to get Steve and Nolan's thoughts on what Mike Elias and insert GM are going to do when it comes to a managerial search. And does Tony Manziello deserve a real chance to keep that job? Because he certainly appears to have the support of the clubhouse. And then we'll get Steve's prediction for the Ravens taking on the Lions coming up Monday night. Ravens 4.5-point favorites. In Washington, however, it's official. No Jaden Daniels. Marcus Mariota going to be the starting quarterback in that one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
Send your request to the Plaza Support Tax Line at 410-583-1057. Got a funhouse trip coming up later in the hour as well. We'll get Steve's predictions for the Ravens and the Lions, because Ravens, big game for them. Don't want to drop to 1-2 before you head to Kansas City coming up here week 4. Chiefs still looking for their first win of the season. Maryland tomorrow against Wisconsin. First road game for the Terps. 3-0 start to their season. Maryland getting 9.5. In Madison, that game you can hear on 105.7. The Fan. Our coverage starts with Mike Popovic here at 11 o'clock. But Tony Manziello took over for Brandon Hyde. Well, I think it was Preakness weekend.
It's like May 17th.
Yeah, so he takes over. Hyder gets the heave-ho. First of all, revisiting that, and only get in on this. Nolan was ready to Cundiff Hyde then. I was like, and it cost me booze, by the way, said, I guarantee that Brandon Hyde will still be the Orioles manager when they go to Sarasota in 2026. And we bet alcohol. And, of course, I think a week later he got fired. But it is what it is. That being said, the decision, and we'll get to Manzo and his qualifications to be the full-time manager next year and beyond, but did Hyde get a bum rap?
Here? I think he still did. I think it was the do something portion of the season. It was so bad. It was going south so fast. Do something. And just dismissing like one coach, was that going to make a difference? I think it shook the clubhouse. And Bob, it shook the clubhouse so much that they lost for like a week after Manziello took over. It took them about a week to kind of get their bearings straight, because the players really liked Brandon Hyde and played hard for him when they were losing 110 games. And I think the players realize we cost a good man his job by our underperformance. So I think that's knocked them back. And it took a week for the whole organization to kind of settle in with this news. But then it's been going pretty good. Some players got healthy, not many. Bradish coming back is big at the end here. Tyler Wells, those guys look good. And so, they're playing 88-win pace since like late May. And that will get you in. So you have to say that Mancelino, if we're grading by the wins and losses, which is what you do, has done pretty well.
57-53 as Orioles skipper. But, Nolan, 5 months after the fact, what are we thinking here about Brandon Hyde? The Orioles were 15-28 at the time of his dismissal.
Yeah, it was always a long shot, just with how deep of a hole they had dug themselves in, that they would turn things around. But I agree with Steve in the sense that they just felt like they had to do something. And that's kind of what I was harping on at the time, is that, you know, things are getting out of hand. They're getting out of hand fast. No one can really explain it, why they're so bad out the gate. We got to try something. We got to try to ignite a spark. And in the immediate, Steve was right. It had the opposite effect. I mean, they were even more sluggish when they came out the next day. But through time, the better results that have come, the even better results here as of late, after they had their roster gutted at the trade deadline, has completely stunned me. And I would ask the question, would they be sitting here with the same record if Brandon Hyde was still the manager? I don't think it would be drastically different, but I do think Mancelino, who I also picked on at times this year,
you did,
has shown his mettle as a manager very nicely.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, he's been a good steward for the organization, if you want to put it that way. I mean, they again, using too many cliches here, they steered it into, you know, more calm waters and just kind of smoothed everything out. And so all that leads to, Bob, will he be the manager next year? My speculation, with no inside knowledge, because as Birdland knows, the Orioles don't give us any of that.
Right.
it's all guesswork for all the media. There's no one being told this is what we're thinking. I think he's still a long shot. That's my guess. Total guess that if we were ranking 5 or 10 names, he'd be on the list, but he wouldn't be one of the top 2 or 3. Now, whether that's going to be proven right, we'll see. Whether Skip Schumacher is a shoe-in in Texas, we'll see. Or if but I think this job will be attractive, Bob. They got a forgiving fan base. The fan base in the Orioles, Oriole Twitter can be rough, okay?
I've heard.
But over the years, the Oriole fans, the calm ones, which the percentage has gone down of this group, but they're still out there, and they're still supportive, and the ballpark's beautiful, and there is a young core, and this is a place a lot of people would be happy to work.
But do they need, and only get in here on this one, do they need to hire someone with at least some experience? Not like Schumacher, who's been a manager for 15 years. He's got limited experience. I mean, he had success in Miami. And you mentioned Texas, where he's now, a consultant for Bochy. And if he decides to hang up the old managerial hat, he might be the slide right in there guy. Do they need someone at least with some experience? Because Ryan Flaherty, who you know, obviously, he appears to be a rising star in the ranks of future managers. Is that kind of a guy that would fit in? Because they went coach to manager in Brandon Hyde.
Right.
And hey, he won manager of the year twice with Sporting News, so take it for what it's worth, and once with the Baseball Writers. But do they need a more proven commodity, like a Brad Ausmus kind of dude?
I think they need a manager with tremendous confidence, maybe bordering on cockiness, which is like a Buck Showalter. You know, Buck was always sure he was the most smartest guy in the room.
Sure.
And in many rooms, he was the smartest guy. And so there are probably some 40-somethings who fit that, and there are some 60-somethings who fit that, and maybe 52. But guys 28, maybe not as many as them, Bob. So they need someone who's just confident in what he's doing and can portray that to the clubhouse. And somehow in 2026, the manager needs to be an authority figure, but also your buddy, and he doesn't throw you under the bus to the media. He can maneuver all these obstacles to be a strong leader. I'm not sure who that is,
right?
But that's the profile I think would serve this team well.
What do you think, Nolan?
I think that's a fair point, and I've been so locked in on just veteran guy, been there, done that, someone experienced that commands that respect. But Steve's kind of right. That doesn't necessarily have to come from a veteran grizzled manager. You could get similar qualities from someone younger. And we know Ryan Flaherty from his playing days here. I don't know much about him in terms of his coaching ability or his managerial style, but he's been hyped up for a few years now as the next thing. He's going to be a manager someday, and this feels like the year that could be his time. I think I'd probably still lean the veteran route, but the problem is when you look at this cast or this group of potential candidates, to me, it's pretty thin. Like, there's maybe a name or two that you like, Skip Schumacher being probably the most popular one that gets repeated the most. Beyond that, not really much. It's not very deep. And even Schumacher has his warts or lack of experience. So while the Orioles job may be attractive, and I would agree with that, you are competing with a lot of other teams out there who have already fired their manager. There's sure to be at least two or three, maybe even more within the next 2 weeks here. So again, small pool, a lot of jobs to fill. We've also got a GM to hire. I just have concerns about the timeline of things maybe working against the Orioles.
What about an outside-the-box hire like a Carlos Beltran, who was with Elias in Houston, was named manager of the Mets, and then Hefty Gate came out, and he got the boot there, even though everyone else is kind of landed. Him and Luno were the ones that got ostracized when it was all said and done, the GM. But what about Carlos?
I thought you were calling him fat for a second. Said Hefty. I didn't make the connection with the trash can.
hefty.
I mean, it would be outside.
Interesting candidate.
Big time outside.
I like an A.J. Hinch type. Okay. Who's the next A.J. Hinch? And he overcame the Houston situation, obviously, to do great things with Detroit. And when I watch him work and hear him talk, I see leadership. I see confidence. I've never met him, but he portrays that, right?
Yeah.
You agree? And so he just seems like he's got a firm hold on things, and the clubhouse believes in him. And so, and he has a track record of some wins in October. So they're not getting him, obviously, but it's someone who fits that profile.
Now, if Tony Manziolino was named as the full-time Orioles manager, would that be a big enough splash for the fan base to rally behind it? Nolan, I mean, you're as diehard as anyone. If Mike Elias comes out and they have a press conference, hey, Tony Manziolino did a well enough job, and, you know, we plan on being healthy, et cetera, given the resource hit he needs to compete, he's our dude. Would that resonate in a positive way with the fan base, or do we want somebody different just for the sake of change here?
Well, I don't think anybody would be, like, over the moon if that's what happened.
Right.
Now, I'll say this, because I did just get done mentioning how thin this group of potential managers is, in my opinion. If Tony Manziolino was, say, your fallback option, no disrespect to him, but if he's kind of there in the background, assuming he doesn't go off and get another job himself, he very well could, who knows. But if you don't get, say, your A guy, your B guy, and all of a sudden all these jobs are getting filled, and the pool of guys isn't very attractive after that, or you can't convince maybe someone who's been away from the game to come back, I don't think it's the end of the world if Manziolino is the manager here next year. But I don't think he is first choice.
What do you think, Steve? Well, I think it would be an underwhelming hire to the fan base.
To the loud portion of O's Twitter, which there are a lot, it's almost funny, Bob. If I post a stat that's positive about the Orioles, there's 50 people who can't wait to rush to tell me why that was wrong or shouldn't. Who cares? They're going to lose anyway. And so it's just like these fans seem to revel in it, which is fine. Okay, cool. I've always felt this. The loud voices on social media and the call shows like this don't represent 100% of the voices. And I think Manziolino has more support than we think. But I agree with Nolan in that. I don't think it's overwhelming support by any stretch. And Oriole fans are ready to move on. That's the sense you get from social media. Having called, said, that's where we're getting it from. Tread lightly.
We'll come back. Get Steve's thoughts on the Ravens and Lions coming up on Monday night, 8:15. Baltimore and Detroit both coming off convincing wins in week two. Both put up monster points, 41 for the Ravens against the Browns. Lions dropped 52 on the Bears. And you talk about a rational fan base. Ravens fans. And we'll talk more about tonight's game, Orioles.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a three-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single-family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over a million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
Yankees. Live at 6, Pickles Pub, Jerry's Home Services, last Friday show of the year. Then we got next Tuesday, Wednesday against the Rays, and that's a wrap. Unfortunately, no playoff BBTs for the first time
playoffs
since 2022. Now, before we get your pick, Steve, for the Ravens and Lions coming up here on Monday night, Ravens 4.5-point favorites over Detroit, we were both at the Colts thing.
Yes.
Last Saturday at Union Craft Brewery. And the it was the 50th anniversary of the 75 Colts, the team that I grew up with.
You know what I mean?
Johnny U was a little, I mean, I was alive, but I was still drooling all over. I still do that now, but you get the point. I was single digits. But that's the team we grew up and loved, and it was the last good Colts team before they bottomed out and eventually moved to Indianapolis. But it was an epic time had by all, and you know, I'd seen Roger Carr in years.
Right.
Fred Cook and George Kuhns and certainly Burt Jones and Lionel, Joe Ehrman and all Lairdo, of course, he's a mainstay. It was great seeing all of those guys together in one venue.
Sure was.
That might be the first time they've all been, well, maybe in 15 years, because there was an event at Martin's West, maybe 2009, 2010, something like that.
Well, 1975 season was so special with the Baltimore Colts. I mean, they had gone 2-12 the year before. Expectations were low. Then they started 1-4, and it was like, here we go again. Then they won a couple. It's like, wait a second, they're 500. And they kept ripping off wins. And then they had that incredible week 13 then, because you only played 14, next to last game, beat the Dolphins, the field goal in the fog. Tony Linhart, may he rest in peace. You know, I was at the game with my late Uncle Bill. Couldn't see the ball go through because we were not close enough. But it was so foggy, but it went through, and they won that game. And then I went with some high school friends the next week. We had to see them beat New England to get in the playoffs. They did.
Yep.
And even though that team lost to Pittsburgh then, that was the Baltimore Colts why not season before the Orioles would have one later, you know. It was just incredible. And they won our hearts, and then they won the division three straight years. And Baltimore football was, world's largest insane asylum. That's what it was. And I went back and saw some of the attendance. They weren't backing them in that year, Bob. But the passion, man.
Oh, yeah.
50 years. We saw the FICO. We watched those guys.
It's insane. I was 10 years old. I remember watching the first game of the year against the Bears. Walter Payton's first game. And the Colts spanked them. Then, like you said, they lost four in a row. But they were close games. They lost to the Raiders here and the Rams out in L.A. And they were real close. And then they finally broke through. And, you know, the win at Buffalo kind of turned the season. They were getting blown out. O.J. was running all over them. And the Colts came back and won. Burt hit a car for like an 80-yard bomb. And it was just – then they just took off from there. But, unfortunately, couldn't get over the hump in the postseason. And you talk about attendance. A lot of these home games were blacked out. And the 77 game against the Raiders, the double overtime goes to the post, was blacked out in Baltimore. It eventually sold out, but you had that 72-hour window to sell out, and a car dealer would always swoop in at the last minute.
Right,
and
thankfully.
Get those last tickets. But so my dad's like, yeah, we were the best. I kind of remember listening to home games on the radio for you great fans because, you know, at 10, I wasn't hopping on the 20 to the 22 to get down to Memorial Stadium. But
that team had so much character.
Yeah.
We had the best arm in the NFL at quarterback. Lydell Mitchell.
Sack pack, maybe the best front four.
Glenn Dowdy going behind his back and over his head when he scored. Roger Carr beating everybody downfield. You know, Bruce Laird was really good. Stan White, guys who are still around doing great things in Baltimore. And so we love those guys, and they love us. That was clear that still this is still a special place to that group. So Babe Ruth Museum, what a great job. Fundraiser that they put on. Packed place, man. The fans came out, and those guys told great stories. And it was great to see Scott Garceau and you and Bruce Cunningham. We were all there. And Mike Popovic was there after his Ms. Maryland coverage. So it's great to see everybody.
Now, the current NFL football team here in Baltimore, the Ravens, Super Bowl hopes. And they have Detroit coming up on Monday night. And Lamar Jackson's a brilliant quarterback. And, you know, he's on his way to Canton as he's putting all sorts of things together. A couple of MVPs, should have won it last year. But Detroit's a tough ask. It's a winnable game. Ravens are 4.5-point favorites. And we were talking about it earlier when Vinny was here. We were doing our picks. The thing that worries me, not the Ravens' offense, I think Detroit might have something for them of their own offensively here. And if Goff gets time to throw, it could be a rough gig. Because Matt Abike didn't practice yesterday, and neither did Nate Wiggins. We'll know more today. We'll do an attendance report if we get it before 2. I see a shootout.
Me too. Monday and night at M&T. That's the one scenario that could beat the Ravens if it's a shootout game. And, I mean, this guy is completing 80%, and he's got some weapons, and they've got a running back with 5 yards to carry. So, to me, running game is big this week. Keep the ball out of Detroit's hands. The great running game week one, not great at all in week two. I guess Cleveland was selling out to stop it. But Derek, big game for Derrick Henry. You know, 30 carries, 150 yards, 25 carries, 150 yards. You know, win some time of possession, control some clock, and try to control the game and not have a 45-40 game.
Yeah, if there's a blowout one way or another, it's going to be the Ravens, because since Lamar's taken over as quarterback back in the middle of 18, Ravens don't get blown out. They find ways to lose, but they don't get blown out. And I don't
shows
see
you how
that
good their offense is, that the running game is contained and they score 40 again.
Yeah, they rush for 45 yards.
Score 40 points.
And Lamar threw for 4 touchdowns, had a quarterback rating pushing 130, and we were talking about how he didn't play all that great. Well, in the first half, he didn't, but boy, he picked it up in the second half. When we come back, Funhouse Trip, Nolan McGraw, and then Inside Access takes over too. Then me and Steve are headed downtown Baltimore, so is Nolan, for Baltimore baseball tonight, and hopefully I'll get there in time for Manzo.
That's just listener chosen.
Yeah. If you think it sucks, blame yourselves.
I'm going to be the listener who calls in next Friday asking for Chicago.
Chicago. Now, do you want the mid-80s catering to the pop rock?
You
got to
mix in some Cetera, but then you got to say, he kind of had a nasty divorce, so you got to get some of the later stuff too.
Yeah, it's like he acts like he didn't even, they don't exist.
I think when he got in the Hall of Fame finally, he didn't even show up.
Yeah, well.
Jeez, dude.
Do what you got to do.
He wanted him to turn into nothing but ballads.
Right.
And not have horns. It's like, wait a second, dude.
They got cornball.
Come on. That's like asking the Yankees to take the field without the pinstripes. Chicago horns, that's what they're famous for. Come on, man.
Yeah, he was doing the Karate Kid theme song and all that
stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Might as well have been like Van Hagar or something. And Nate Wiggins and John Jenkins back at practice today. Rasheen Ali was practicing without the non-contact red jersey. No Matabike, however. Second straight day with the neck. So,
thought for a second we were going to have positivity across the board.
Yes.
But Awuzie is off the hook for now. Because if Wiggins was going to miss time because of him jumping on his back on that pickoff celebration, this fan base never let that go.
Yeah. But still not as bad as Martin Gramatica blowing out his knee, jumping up after kicking the game-winning field goal a few years ago. I think he was with the Cardinals at the time. And the kick is up, it's good. And he jumps up, lands awkwardly, blows out his knee.
Man. How about the Mets closer in the World Baseball Classic? Got the save and Diaz, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then he was done for the year.
And speaking of celebratory injuries, Kendry Morales, when he was with the Angels, hits a grand slam, walk-off grand slam. He comes in, they do the cell, they're leaping all over him, blew his knee out, missed the rest of the season. That'd be a lesson to you.
That really was stupid by Awuzie. If you go back, it's all over Twitter. People have the clip of it from the All 22 of him just running full speed and jumping on Nate, who's not a bulky guy to begin with.
Right.
I mean, he's built like me. So he instantly went down, and he didn't see it coming because he's running from behind. Just stupid.
Yes, it was stupid. But good news is Nate Wiggins back at practice today. So hopefully he'll be ready to rock and roll Monday night against the Lions because the Ravens are certainly going to need him in that defensive backfield. Nolan, any closing thoughts for the people? Or are we going to have fun as yours here?
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Here's a good one. I actually had someone call up and mention this when we were talking about the managerial search, saying, is Buck Britton already off the radar here? I mean, this was a guy that seemed like the obvious choice for interim manager back in May. Have we already forgotten about this guy?
I don't think they've forgotten about him, but if you're sticking, if you are going to make that move, wouldn't you just stick with the guy who's there already? I always thought Buck would need to manage a few years or at least coach a few years at the big league level before managing. But, I mean, he's very qualified and he's very, very great baseball guy. And if it were him, they'd be in good hands.
Over to the Ravens here. Matt in New Orleans with a prediction says, Bills loss, Ravens losing to them, looking worse and worse as the weeks go on, especially after seeing them almost choke against the Dolphins last night. Defense should improve on Monday night, Ravens that is, and should have everyone pumped up to shut down the Lions. It would be a big statement for them if they can get a nice performance here after a shaky one in week one.
Well, if they can duplicate what they did to Detroit 2 years ago, it'd be great. I don't expect that to happen, but I could see the Ravens winning this game. We'll do our picks on Monday. You know, close, but comfortably when it's all said and done. Where, if Matabike's not going, where's the pass rush coming from? Because Van Noy's already out. Ajabo will be up. I mean, Travis Jones, can he step in here? And where the hell's Oweh been for the first couple weeks of the season?
This one here from Chris says, based on Lamar's record in primetime games, his record against NFC opponents, and the Ravens' record when wearing all black, how can I pick against the Ravens in this game? He says they win by 10, 38-28.
Yeah, I'm kind of leaning with the texter in that score and the point differential. Yes, it's a darkness falls night on Monday night, so the Ravens will be wearing their all-black attire if you want to dress up like your favorite player.
This one here, talking about Lamar, the pace he's been on in his career, multiple MVP awards, probably should have been a third last year. Texter here pointing out, he remembers a time when Wilt Chamberlain averaged 50 points and 25 rebounds a game and still finished second in MVP voting. Oscar Robertson averaged a triple-double the same year, finished third in the voting. He says the comparison there to Lamar, he's already set such a high standard when it comes to his stats. That maybe there's a little voter fatigue with that, or that he has to overcome his already the high bar that he's set. And I don't know. We guess kind of like, the bar was set too high. There's multiple MVP seasons. Like, how can he possibly top that statistically moving forward?
Well, he topped his previous statistical accomplishments last year and finished second. The thing that rubbed me the wrong way, he was named first team All-Pro.
Right.
By a lot of the guys or voters who picked the All-Pro team are the ones that didn't vote him as most valuable player. But real quick, Steve, talking about, hey, Burt Jones for 3 years was as good as any quarterback in football, and a lot of expert types think he was the best quarterback in football. Bill Belichick to this day said he's the best pure passer he's ever seen. But Johnny U, Burt, Earl Morrow won an MVP. And I think we might be watching stories not told yet. Lamar Jackson might be playing the best quarterback we've ever seen from a Baltimore
NFL. Well,
a lot
of good quarterbacks over the years in Baltimore. This is the latest. The Ravens backed him from the start, the day they drafted him. He's been nitpicked, criticized, overanalyzed, reanalyzed, overanalyzed again. And he's just turned out to be a great quarterback. I'd like to see him run the ball a little bit more. You don't want him to see any issues with running it, but he didn't get to use his great running ability much last week. But the only thing left on Lamar Jackson's resume is postseason. That, yep, when that happens, it's complete, and he's a great quarterback.
Yeah, they win a Super Bowl this year, and he's obviously going to have a lot to do with it. He's a lock for Canton. I'll go there.
Probably already a lock.
Yeah.
Is that how many two-time MVPs aren't in the Hall of Fame?
That's a good point. Nolan McGraw, for sure. Nolan, we'll see you in a couple hours. Steve, I'll see you in a couple of hours. And if you're coming down to the Oriole game, stop by, see us. We'll all three be together at Pickles Pub for our final Friday Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. Inside Access is coming up next. Stay safe, stay healthy, have a great weekend. If we don't see you tonight, we'll talk to you on Monday. For now, everybody, class dismissed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.